So, okay, so we're here with our trainees at So Legal. You can all introduce yourselves. Should we start with the girls? So, we'll start over there in that corner.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Kelsia, and I'm currently in the residential property seat, and I'm a trainee solicitor here.
Perfect.
Hi, my name's Druga, and I'm a paralegal in the commercial property department.
Hi, my name is Jason, and I'm a paralegal in litigation at the moment.
And very smooth.
I try to be.
Hello, my name is Ashley. I am a paralegal in the residential property department.
Right, now everyone's based at Eastport except you, Ashley.
Except me, yeah, I'm in the Home Office. I'm the only woman in the Home Office.
Okay, excellent. And the idea here is to get a bit of a handle on why you're all trained to be lawyers. Why do you want to be lawyers? Tell us, why do you want to be a lawyer? Why do you want to be a lawyer, Ashley?
This is a really cheesy story.
Okay.
When I was in year 11, I read To Kill a Mockingbird.
Okay.
And I really liked Atticus Finch. I thought he was a really inspirational character.
So that inspired you to
become a lawyer? Yeah, that kind of inspired it. And then I went and got work experience. I really enjoyed it. I worked in...
Because you worked abroad for a bit.
I did. Oh, that was years after.
Okay.
Moved to that. But yeah, I got some work experience at a local firm. I think I was only 15. And I really enjoyed it. And after then, I sort of set sights on university.
So because you're on our paralegal to trainee scheme, aren't you?
I am, yes.
So how does that work? Tell us.
How does the scheme work? Or how do I get to...
How does the scheme work?
So... at the moment I'm a paralegal, just sort of gaining the foundations of working within a firm.
When did you start with us?
September.
Right, okay.
So, it's been a whirlwind.
So we run that for a bit, and then if we think you're okay,
yes,
doing a good job,
yes,
then we potentially offer you a training contract.
Exactly, that's the plan.
So who else started?
Fingers crossed.
Who else is on that scheme? So Doiga's on that scheme as well. And Kelsia was on the scheme.
Kelsia's story.
Moved from,
yeah.
from paralegal to trainee. So that's a good scheme, right? Because training contracts are difficult to come by.
Yeah. And by starting off as a paralegal, you sort of get an introduction of how you put your legal knowledge into practice.
Yeah.
And then, so giving that experience as a paralegal also is a very good foundation to start off with, because you also learn the admin side of things, which forms really the basis of what makes a good solicitor.
Yep.
So you start from the bottom, learn everything that you need to know from admin to actual legal work as well. And then once you hit the training contract stage, you start getting on your own cases and you'll be able to handle the whole case yourself. So I think it's a very good scheme.
Yeah, okay. And so Doiga's, you're in on the paralegal?
Yes.
As well?
Yeah.
And you've done, what have you done? You've done residential conveyancing, and now you're in commercial.
No, actually, I've never done residential.
You've never done
it, right? I started from commercial property.
Okay.
I started in August, and
And you've done stay abroad, haven't you, as well? You've worked abroad as well, haven't you?
Yes, I did an internship in China for 2 months, second year of uni. It was interesting just to see the culture there.
There's a lot in the news about China right now. What is China? What's your impression of China? Do you like it there?
Yeah, I mean,
it's
a completely different world. If you like, would I want to go and work there in the future? Definitely, because it is. You have to see it. It works differently. The people, the mind side of it, everything. It's an interesting experience, definitely. I would consider going again.
Okay, interesting. And Jason.
Yes.
So you came from
different jurisdiction. Yes.
Different jurisdiction. So tell us a bit about that. What you've done.
Well,
in the past.
I was practicing in Trinidad and Tobago, where I'm from. I did criminal practice. Mostly. Did I enjoy it there? It was lovely. It was a wonderful experience.
Different pace of life to China.
Yes,
right?
Definitely different pace. I did a lot of youth work, working with minors before the court, and it was gratifying. It was really motivating. motivational.
But you're also a published author, aren't you?
Yes, which I try to downplay sometimes.
So what's it, so tell it, here you are, an opportunity. Yeah, what's your, don't bore us with all the details, but tell us what it's, well, what the title is.
It's basically, the book is titled Trinidad and Tobago, The Rise of a Criminal State Security Analysis.
Light read.
Yeah, it's a library. It's only 400 pages.
400 pages.
Yeah, it's only 400 pages, and it.
Is it big writing or is it small writing?
It's really tough stuff.
Yeah.
It sounds and research driven. It took me a couple of years to accumulate because Trinidad is a very data adverse society at the moment, so. Acquiring information on security and homogenizing it into one piece of literature was a huge challenge. Some of the chapters, the phrases, I had to build from scratch. I couldn't reference a lot of the work, so it was a huge challenge.
There's different challenges out there for justice, isn't there?
Major challenges, because without breaching any confidentiality issues, client confidentiality, what I can say is that I represented clients who were in pre-trial detention for over a decade, dealing with capital offence matters. So it was that aspect of it took its toll on me, and I decided, okay, as much as I love it, I couldn't do it anymore, because it was, I felt as though I was
emotionally hard.
Yes, it was, because seeing people before the court not having had access to justice for a long period of time.
We don't do any crime here, so it's none of you, have any of you done any criminal work or that kind of emotional law? Because we tend not to do that, do we?
It takes its toll, so yeah. I can understand why. And I'm only just recovering from some of the disclosures.
So what's the biggest challenge in your daily work, would you say?
Lenders. They're a nightmare.
Lenders are a nightmare, okay. That's it. Yeah. So is administration difficult? What's the most challenging part of your work? Is it getting things organised? Is it client expectations?
Admin is a huge challenge. Things operate slightly differently. When I had a support team, more or less, when I practiced, and there was not a lot of paperwork involved. Yeah. So it's appearances before the court, and you do make attendance notes, but it wasn't as thorough and as demanding as this side of things, this jurisdiction.
Yeah.
I think a big issue for myself, and I don't know if you guys would agree, is that I always just feel so busy. There's always things to do. My mind is always thinking about the next thing that I could get on with. The biggest challenge is trying to squeeze everything into my day. But it's good, because I've had to efficiently manage my time to be able to get it all done.
Yes.
So now I'd say I'm a lot more organised than I was when I first came here. So it's kind of shaped me into...
We have a case management system. How do you find that? Is that because we're quite tech-oriented, or we try to be. We try to be paperless.
I've never had a system like Leap before whilst working. I think it's brilliant. Leap is amazing. I've got it on my phone. So on a Sunday night, I think, oh my God, did I send something? The technology...
That's the kind of dedication we get from our trainees.
What can I say? What can I say? The app is so beautifully created that you can get on, log into it, swipe down, and it was there. I did send it. It was okay.
Because those things are the things that keep us awake at night.
Yeah.
Clients' expectations.
Yeah, clients' expectations, and also I think conscientious people in a work environment do worry about stuff on a Sunday night. we'll leave off on a Friday and we go and have a drink and have our weekends. And then that thing creeps in, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it's like, did I send it? what have I got to do? Have I covered that? Am I, you know? And then the worries of all people in business.
Yeah, but with the technology that we have,
yeah,
it makes it so much easier to lay that to bed.
Yeah.
I feel like now our firm can move forward and get to things quicker, more efficiently than probably before you had something like an app on your phone.
Yeah.
Yes.
You'd have to leave it, come into the office on the Monday, and then feel relieved.
It's actually exceeding client expectations.
I'm so old to remember that people, of course, you know, didn't have word processors even. I'm not going back to quill pen.
In fact,
I did find a bottle of Tippex in the office, so the Tippex does still exist.
Clients put the date in by accident.
someone would type a document, and then there was a mistake in it. It had to be retyped. I mean, you know, physically retyped. You know, it was a case of putting up a... You don't remember that, Doiga. You're far too young.
And then you say you're a carrier pigeon.
Yeah, no. It's, the other everything is so fast now, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was speaking to Chris about what he's doing today, and it's phenomenally busy with calls and, you know, I mean, days are just busy, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
Biggest. Clients are more sophisticated now, though. They have...
Their expectations are high.
Exactly.
They want to be able to get to us quickly, and they want us to get back to them even quicker.
Yeah,
because before it used to be letters. You send a letter to the client, yes, but then that will take at least 2 days to get there. It will give us time to do the work, but now emails are so instant, you end up having a chat with them rather than having...
It's like WhatsApp.
Yes.
I'm not mentioning any names, but there is a firm of solicitors in this town who still post letters to us instead of walking them round to our...
I mean, that idea is
arcane and ridiculous
these days. Yes, letter writing would be obsolete. Its obsolescence is guaranteed in the moment.
Yeah, and so everybody wants everything done really, really fast.
Yeah.
Biggest challenge for you? What's the biggest challenge?
I think sort of everything that's mentioned, and also managing people's expectations. So whilst you're busy, you're also trying to manage your clients' expectations, the agent's expectations, and, you know, people will be calling you constantly, asking for updates. The agents will be asking for updates. Not only then, you sometimes have to chase the solicitors on the other side. So it's just sort of getting yourself organized and learning how to manage your time and make sure that you get back to everyone on time as well. So that sort of needs to be built up with your experience. But so far, I have developed that, and I've sort of got a system now. I know when to reply to people or take calls, how quickly to get back to certain people. So that has been challenging for me to learn at the beginning, because first I felt so flustered with everything coming in at the same time. Just don't know how to manage everything, but now I do. So
because our plan for you is that you, because you live in London.
Yes.
At the moment. So you travel down.
To Eastbourne, yes.
Yeah, that's dedication.
Dedication.
For you. I spent four hours on the train the other day. I was coming back from London with some idiots on the line.
Was that me and my friends?
They switch off the power, and all these trains are delayed, and there are thousands of people inconvenienced. Anybody got a view on that? Run them over. If they're on the track, let's run them over. But, you know, so, I mean, that's a challenge, isn't it? Coming down to Sussex every day on the train.
Yeah,
so
I mean, if it was a normal train line, it would be fine, but it's also Southern Railways. It's proven to be very difficult.
Train line?
Yeah,
something in London, really, because they're really efficient to get
reliable.
Yeah.
So our plan for you is to, in the fullness of time, possibly move you up into the Notting Hill office.
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know
that. To work with SEMA.
I just recently found out.
To work with SEMA.
SEMA, yes.
So SEMA is our commercial property guru up there, isn't she?
Yeah.
And then you'll be working with her. So that'll make it easier for your...
Yeah, definitely. And plus it's a market that I'm already aware of and have experience, because I have worked in London before coming here. So it will be a lot more my comfort zone, because coming to Eastbourne, I had to learn the market here, the people here. So it was a different experience here. But now moving back to London will be a lot more easier.
More familiar for you. Are you a vegan?
No.
Because Sina's a vegan.
That's by choice.
And she she's on a lot of sort of social media stuff associated with veganism.
Vegan, yeah.
And she actually achieves a lot of business through.
Yeah.
A lot of reputation.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd be surprised to know how many people just come to Seema because she's a vegan.
Really?
Yeah.
And so that brings me back to the thing that you didn't want to talk about, actually, which is about individual, about people, because our business, lawyer's business, is about the people. Because we all know that technology dictates that knowledge is kind of everywhere. It's accessible, and my question always is, you know, what are lawyers for? Lawyers are for the personality element, the human to human element of doing whatever it is you do, building a business, you know, buying a property, doing your wills, whatever it is you do. You go to a lawyer because of the personality. So part of the idea of these podcasts is to give an insight into what personalities are around and the people we talk to. We talk to them a little bit about kind of who they are. And so, who are you, Doiga? What do you do in your spare time, for example? She's speechless. What do you
didn't
do?
Didn't have anything prepared.
In my spare time, I like to travel.
Okay.
I travel a lot.
Favourite place you've ever been to?
Bath.
Bath. Okay.
In the UK.
That was recent,
Bath,
wasn't
yeah.
it?
Recent. Yeah, very recent. Yeah. Best place I've ever been, I think.
Okay.
I go to Turkey a lot.
Okay, yeah.
I'm Turkish,
yeah.
So I do travel there a lot.
And you bring in the best Turkish delight. The
Turkish
delight
that
is
Turkish
really
brilliant.
Good.
And vegan for Ashley.
And vegan for me.
Who likes the rose? I like the rose one. That's my favourite.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the pistachio.
The pistachio.
Pistachio jam next time.
Jam next time, okay. So Bath is your favourite place. Where's your favourite place that you've been to, Cassia?
In the UK or outside?
Anywhere.
Outside UK would be Singapore.
Okay.
Really?
Because?
Yeah.
Because?
I've never been, I'd love
it's
to go.
Such, it's so fascinating how such a small country is so turned on with how the system should work. There's such a good system there, and it's so small. But yet, it looks like it's a huge country, and it's so modern, and I went there when I was quite young, and I just remembered how fun it was, and there's a certain little island right next to Singapore, and the whole island is a theme park, and it's just amazing.
Wow.
So
the whole island?
Yeah.
I need to go. It's on the list.
It's called Sentosa Island. It's just amazing. So I love that place. I would go back again if I can.
No, I have to ask you what you do in your spare time because you didn't want to talk about it.
What do I do in my spare time? I'm a keen runner. I run.
Oh yeah, you do. You've run for one of our local charities.
I did. Yeah, it was
for Loretta.
Log.
Yes.
Yes. It was good. It was challenging. And actually, I wanted to get under 2 hours, and I achieved. I think it was 2 hours 1 minute, and I was slightly disappointed with myself. So then I booked the Eastbourne Marathon, half marathon, which was 7 days later. So I did that and managed to get it in a
nice
time. Yes, yeah, so it was good. It was raining at Eastbourne Marathon. And Brighton was gloriously sunny. It was just tipping.
I'm never sure whether that's an advantage or a disadvantage, because running in the heat's harder work than running in the rain, is it? Unless it's driving rain and wind.
Absolutely. I had only been training in the evenings when it was cold and, you know, there wasn't anyone else running next to me. So the Brighton Marathon, there was barely any water stations. I was panting like a dog the whole way round. When I saw my friends, I was kind of covering my face because I really didn't want them to see me. so I'd say the Eastbourne one with the rain was so much nicer to run.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was an experience. So yeah, I like to run.
Splendid. And Jason, what are you doing in your spare time?
What doesn't Jason do?
We have spare time in the true sense. I'm always reading, and sometimes I dabble with a bit of writing, but that's about it. Nothing too serious.
Takes a lot of selfies.
Sometimes.
Okay, so killer question time now. So this is, what's the best gig you've ever been to?
Oh, I've been to so many. I went to see the Libertines, Pete Doherty's band,
okay.
when they first got back together in 2013. Yes, as expected, he was very drunk, but it was the best I've ever been to, yeah.
Okay. Kelsia.
I haven't actually been to a gig.
Yes.
Never been to a gig? How old are you?
I'm not really interested in that.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't mind going to concerts.
Okay, fine.
But small gigs.
Theatre?
Theatre, I have. I mean, I've gone to see a musical.
Okay, so what musicals have you seen?
The Lion King and The Wicked.
You saw Wicked? Yeah, oh, saw Wicked a couple
both
of times.
Recommended, and I think Aladdin's coming out.
Yeah.
And I want
there's
to
the film of Aladdin out, isn't there? As well, it's
coming
just
out,
come out
next
is
week.
It, okay,
I think. Yeah.
Which they're raving about.
Yeah. Have you got younger siblings?
Yes.
Take them to see Matilda.
Oh, okay.
It's
yeah.
brilliant. The set is incredible, and I can't believe the children remember all their lines. There's so many words. I don't even know that many words. These children are remembering, thousands.
Doiga.
I'm with Kelsia. I don't think I've been to a gig before, no.
Whoa.
Well, yeah. That's your challenge. That's the challenge, isn't
just
it? Get these girls out for a music concert. And
yeah.
It's, Jason, well, Sebastian there, he'll give you a concert. Well, the bass playing at the front end of our podcast is Sebastian's very own work.
Oh, no way.
Yes, he is actually a bass player, aren't you, Sebastian? Just nod.
No,
just nod, that's fine. Jason, how about yourself? You love music, don't you?
Yeah, I love music. Trinidad has carnival and we've got our own music, so anything to do with Trinidad and Tobago's carnival music, I participate. I've participated since I was about the age of 6. It's an integral part of society identity, so it comes with the territory. And in terms of performances, I've seen performances. I mean, I've seen few R&B, but one Trinidadian entertainer, Masho Montano, is my favourite.
Yeah.
Like, I've followed him from childhood, and the way he has evolved and just taken our music globally is hats off to him. So that's Trinidad's music, calypso and soca music is definitely my thing. Reggae, I love. It's been relegated to second.
Reggae started on Bob Marley.
It's second, and reggae is something that every Caribbean person can identify with, can tap into. But for me, Trinidad and Tobago's music all the way.
Mm. Okay, so a future podcast will be you singing some calypso.
I could do that. I was. Actually, my uncle who passed away last year, it was his dream that I become a calypsonian, but my mother said no to that.
I play the drums, so maybe I can
play the bass. I'm a singer, yeah.
We've got something
here. Kelsia plays the violin.
You play the violin.
Yeah. So we've
got
so legal.
So
collegial. Well, Hamid reckons himself a bit of a singer.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, that's right, yeah. But there is a possibility. So ambitions for you people. What's your kind of big kind of ambition? Do you have a big career ambition?
I do. I have many goals. The most immediate goal for myself is qualify as a solicitor.
Yeah.
And not just that, I want to try and build up my skill set that goes with that. I don't just want to qualify and be a solicitor. I want to be a good solicitor.
Okay, but that's my secret ambition. Rather than a really rubbish one.
Well, you hear of some solicitors that maybe have, I don't know, forgotten this or forgotten that, or clients might say, I wasn't treated as well with that solicitor.
What do you fancy specialising in? Have you got any particular ideas about that?
If I'm honest with you, at the moment,
please be.
I would like to use, because as a training contract is 6 months. Times four different seats, and you get to experience each department.
Yep.
I am hoping that I will have a clearer idea of what I want to do after my training contract. So at the moment, I'm fairly open-minded. I want to go into each department, give 100%, and then make an informed decision.
Because you fancy intellectual property, don't you? Isn't that an
idea? I do like it. At the moment, I am registering a trademark currently. We just registered the... Well,
you can't mention it,
a little while ago.
Yeah.
We just registered a trademark, and that was great.
Yeah. And Kelsia, because you're kind of you're there, really, aren't you?
I mean, all all my life, that's literally what I've been aspiring to do. Just thinking about qualifying as a solicitor was a dream to me.
Lawyers in your family?
No. Okay. So I'll be the first one. So that's something that my family is really proud of. So that is what sort of drived me to become a solicitor as well. So I think when I qualify, it will hit to me how big this has been in my life.
Because it's challenging, isn't it? It's a long, it's a hard route because it's, you know, you have to study and work and study and work and study and work and on it goes. And it seems like it's a bit of a never-ending journey sometimes.
And even after you qualify, it doesn't really end because you still have to carry on studying.
Yeah.
The studying never ends.
No,
that's something that
learning,
people don't really know.
Yeah, you never stop learning, of course. So you learn the rudiments and then it's the real world.
Yeah.
And that's when I think you become truly competent in what you do because it's all learning your skill set now. And Deutsch.
Yes. Qualify.
What area? What do you fancy? What's grabbed your attention?
Commercial property is something I do definitely want to have. And litigation is something I also
have. Have you done any?
No, I haven't. But during uni, LPC, litigation, there's so many aspects to it.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. And I kind of want to give that a go during one of my seats. But hopefully make my way to the London office with my fellow colleagues.
So sick. You are allowed to talk now, because Seb is actually on our paralegal scheme as well. So Seb, just a quick little insight on what you want to do.
Well, I first decided I want to be a lawyer when I realised how expensive Ferraris were when I was a lawyer. I no longer want to own one of those, I'd just much rather keep the money. What would I like to do? Well, I think I'm quite happy where I am, which is litigation, that's where I started off. That's professional arguing.
Yeah.
Which I kind of enjoy. But I'm well aware I'll have to move around a bit. But if I can end up back there, I'll be very happy.
But you are the owner of a model shop as well.
I do own a model shop. I own a model shop, it's about a quarter of an hour walk away. So.
And it's very old, that model shop.
Can you expand on
that?
Yeah.
I'm thinking old.
No,
models.
No.
Oh, no, okay. It's first opened in 1936.
Yeah.
Railways?
Not that
kind of
railways.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I've been trying. My HR. So trains, Airfix kits.
I didn't know they still made Airfix kits. I thought Airfix, are they a British company still? Or are they?
They are. They for a short period of time, some Airfix kits were made in New Haven.
Were they?
Okay. Road.
Parker Pens used to be made in New Haven, but they're not made there anymore.
Yeah,
that's true.
Do you have a Parker Pen?
I don't have a Parker Pen, no.
I've got some.
Yeah. We don't have any paper in the office, do we? So we don't have
no,
pens.
We're paperless.
Not quite, but it is difficult to find a pen here. Okay. So Airfix models, some of them are made in New Haven. Or they're
That's interesting. Behind Screwfix.
Fascinating. What's your biggest seller in your model shop? What are people still buying Hornby Railways?
They are. The biggest seller is paint or balsa wood.
Is it?
Yeah. Balsa wood's making a comeback for building boats and planes from scratch. Yeah. But paint for
it's exciting here in Eastbourne, folks.
Yeah. This is a bit of a change of pace.
Okay, it's enough from you. Okay, so Jason, ambitions.
It's strange because considering that I was called to the bar in another jurisdiction.
Yeah.
When people ask, why do you want to be a lawyer? It's like, okay, what does that mean? Because, but for the purposes of clarity, why do I want to be a lawyer? One, it's a personal goal, being able to practice in two jurisdictions, on either side of the Atlantic. It's a huge, huge personal ambition of mine.
Okay.
And the other is because I love litigation. I've always loved it. As to lawyers in the family, well, my grandfather was a barrister.
Okay.
And my uncle is also a lawyer, a counsel in Trinidad. My uncle actually is the one that really influenced me to become a lawyer. When I left secondary school, I had no idea what I wanted to do was a, I wouldn't say I was a bad person, but I was the indifference and being undecided. I was searching, so he would leave his books on the table and I would read them and I would regurgitate. And he said, wow, you're good at, your memory is quite good. And I started to, you know, dabble a bit more with the legal concepts. And so here I am, many moons later, at So Legal. It's a wonderful establishment.
Fabulous. Thank you, everyone.
Hello, you lovely people. Just to note that this is a podcast and does not constitute legal advice. Should you require any specific legal advice based on anything, then please contact your solicitor, or even better, us, and we can advise you fully.